Podcast ini dibawakan kepada anda oleh Serba Dynamic.
And we're sharing with you over 7 episodes called Going Global, the secrets of one of the most darlings of Malaysian SME before, now proudly soaring on Bursa Malaysia, Serba Dynamic. And of course, the man himself, the number one chief executive is with me, Dato' Karun. Thank you so much for again making time. But no money, no talk. That's why we must have CFOs on the show. And Saudara Syed Nazim Al-Sagof is the CFO of Serba Dynamic. How do you look at it, Dato' Karun, when, you know, first it was a Sindram Berhad. And then through the help of institution like Traju, you know that you need to have bigger market capitalization to do what you want to do overseas. Because like you said before in the previous episode, it's not easy to get financing from financial institutions outside. Right. But in order to do this, the management and the readiness of Serba Dynamic to move from a Sindram Berhad to a Berhad or public listed, and then to be global and the cash flow moving across continents and all this. How do you map that? Because to Serba Dynamic's success and rise, it seems like it's very similar. It's like, you know, it's always been in the plan.
Firstly, thank you for having me and us here. And back to the questions that you have asked just now, I would say that planning is very important. People are saying that if you fail to plan, you are planning to fail.
Okay.
So based on that, we have structured out certain programs, especially before we go for listing, we have all these so-called roadshows done internally. Okay. Highlighting to all the respective staff and people where we are heading towards for and why this thing needs to be done and what does it mean to them as an employee. Mm-hmm. So I think from there, it helps a lot. And they also realize that by depending on the existing workforce, it might not be able to fulfill those kind of big plans and so on. So from there, we look at outsourcing and getting the more higher caliber people, more qualified people. Okay. And I said that Tuan Syed Nazim is one of them, whom we pick from the market, going through, I would say, quite a thorough interview.
Okay.
And, yeah, and he passed. You know. Yeah. He passed all those criteria that we are looking for, and he came in, and I would say that he has done a tremendous job.
Well, when you look into Serba business model itself, I think before we start our IPO, I think we went through a very, very thorough process of due diligence. I think even when I came in, I think I spent at least the first 3 months just to understand the business, and together Dato' Karim actually, you know, with the management as well, had actually come to me, you know, and also we look into what's the next step for Serba. And looking into those angles, what we did is that we tried to structure what is the best moving forward agenda for Serba.
Okay.
I think previously, I think based on the discussion with Dato' Karim, we are probably, you know, focused in one business. But eventually, I think we need to position ourselves better in the with regards to what kind of business that can grow Serba further. I think what we have done so far is actually to look into the elements and also the important criteria that, example, investor or stakeholder prefer. And what are those elements that will lead to the success growth of Serba? So we dive into those areas, and from those areas we see that what do actually will help Serba from short term, medium as well as long term planning moving ahead. Yeah.